Welcome, dear friends, truth seekers, and curious newcomers to Earth Harmony Divinations. Today is Friday, April 4th, 2008. My name is Elizabeth Peter. I will be hosting this show every second and fourth Friday of the month. As I do at the beginning of each show, I would like to give you a brief outline of what you can expect from the show. My mission statement is simple. Let us focus on sharing joy, abundance, and gratitude at all times. Be ethical and use intuition, not fear. As we are at the dawn of the spiritual age, more precisely on the fifth night in this year of 2008 of the Gregorian calendar, we are in the age of ethics. Our focus is zooming on the ethics, onto ethics from the age of powers to ethical power, integrity, and intuition. So everything we do, think, say, create must have the qualifier ethics. It must pass the ethics test, and it has to be based on intuition. On today's show, I would like to take as many of your calls as possible, so please feel free to call in any time. I left a lot of time open for answering questions or do mini readings for those of you who were looking forward to calling in and get some free readings from me. So I invite you to call in any time, and also I invite your feedback, your thoughts, and insights on any current subjects that I discussed on previous shows, such as the phenomenon of abundance, ethics, the secret, the Mayan calendar that I keep talking about so much, and the tarot that I discussed back in December, and of course the sustainable prosperity revolution that I'm becoming more and more a part of. And one of my shows, I interviewed a gentleman who is building a sustainable community up in Canada. Of course, you can also ask anything else you may wish to, especially about my divination system that I've used for so many years now, that is based on the 4,000-year-old Chinese Bazi system, which it gives us a great, accurate picture of our lives and where we're headed with our lives. So to accommodate as many callers as possible, please focus on just one or two questions so we can allow about 10 minutes for each reading. And of course, for more information about me, please visit my website, and that's www.redlotus.org, or shoot me an email anytime to elizabeth@redlotus.org. I will try my best to take as many calls as I can. But, of course, I can always answer your calls or questions via email. And, again, that email address is elizabeth@redlotus.org. Now that you may be able to find me and find out about me, let us begin with the abundance intent. So let us take a very deep, long breath, focus on our third eye, and here it is. Abundance intent. I focus on the Holy Spirit within, my higher self, God self, God, fill in the blank, as the only source of my prosperity. I know this inner presence as the only activity in my financial, personal, health, career affairs, as it is the only substance of all things visible. I trust in the principle of abundance in action, within as without. So it is. While I'm waiting for your calls, I just wanted to start on a topic that has been lurking on the back of our minds, I'm sure for many of us, and a lot of us are just simply pushing it away, and we don't wish to even think about this little dark thought process that that is in the news once in a while, and then it disappears, and then it pops back up. Shall we or shall we not have war or peace on this fifth night of the Mayan calendar? Will we avoid another war? And I'm talking about the war that people are talking about that might occur, where the United States or some other country could attack the nation of Iran. Now, of course, a lot of people probably do not even want to hear about this, but I don't think denial is the answer. But as we analyze this time we live in, which of course is the age of ethics, we will see that in the age of ethics, especially as the age of ethics continues to rise in power, on the fifth night, it will be taking over power from the past age, the age of powers. It will be very difficult to imagine a war that is so-called ethical war. Of course, we still have the other war going on in Iraq, and you may say, well, you know, what about that? And what about those other little wars all over the world and in Afghanistan, for example? But if, again, if we take the premise of ethics, as we get further and further into the age, the galactic age, really, it seems more and more impossible to comprehend how this new war can be launched, because there are no ethical laws that could support the idea of war. Now, I would like to, again, remind you, please call in any time and join our discussion. Again, if you would like to join the discussion on this topic, you can call in toll-free, 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada or outside the United States, you can call our direct line, 530-876-3222. We hear this statement all the time. We are living in uncertain times, or these are dangerous times, or terror is lurking all over. It's all over. It's surmounting everything. We should be living in fear. My friends, I don't believe that we are living in more uncertain times than we have been. Humanity always lived in uncertain times. In fact, if you look back at history, there were a lot more uncertain times as we approached up to this age, the age of ethics. It's been nothing but uncertainty on this planet, starting with the Ice Age that, you know, wiped out everything, and there were many, many other earth changes such as floods and disasters that wiped out entire populations, of course, pestilence and epidemics and such. So we cannot really say that these are the most dangerous times, or these are, you know, the times of terror. In fact, we are approaching that critical mass time in which more and more beings on this planet are on the side of ethics, on the side of the good, on peace. And so as the numbers are rising and are approaching that critical mass, that is the showdown we will be witnessing in this particular year. We have a caller. Hello? Okay, I think I misunderstood. Okay. This is probably not a caller. Anyway, as I was saying, creation is on its last leg where our planet Earth is concerned. According to the Mayan calendar, we are just on the one before the last age, the galactic age, the last one being the universal age, which is only about a year long, starting in 2011. So maybe you can understand what I'm talking about here, how it's only the fifth night really is the deciding year, which started November 2007, and we're moving into the middle of the year now here pretty soon, where this age of ethics truly, truly takes on power. I'm very excited about this time, because we are entering the final phase. The final touches are being painted by creation, so to speak, to reach the highest level. The highest level being co-creators with our creators. And so we will be there co-creating whatever world we want to live in, whatever dimension we want to live in or create in. Now, these are the times, the best of times, if you will. I'm very excited about this time we're living in. So, as I'm saying, the age of ethics takes over from the age of powers. I call this the passing through the eye of the needle. How we will pass through the eye of the needle is what is being tested right now, this particular year. So you might ask, what of those who desire destruction, war, or nuclear annihilation, desolation? What happens to them? Do they carry on? Can they carry on? Can they carry out their final big plan before leaving this planet? And so I don't think anyone should even attempt to answer this question. The reason is, we don't really know. We don't really know what creation has in store for such beings who choose that destruction. And because we are still not co-creators yet in the full sense of the word, we cannot even speculate or even take on this battle, so to speak, with those who want to destroy. All we can do is gather momentum, gather our energies, and pass through that eye of the needle ourselves. In other words, we must make sure that our backyard is clean. And that is no small task. We might think it is. We might think we're just perfect and fine and everything is great, but there's a lot of work to be done. And so the only ethical thing to do is actually quite simple. We just have to be. We just have to be in the now, in the flow, and make sure that everything we do is the right thing. It comes from within our highest self, our highest consciousness that we can tap into at this particular moment. And so our creators are helping us with that. You know, they're encouraging us. Our guides and guardians and creators are aware that we are, you know, going through this very narrow passage, so to speak, to get to the other side, to be co-creators. And so as we are approaching this critical mass, we are starting to overrule the past age, the age of powers, the age of industrial age, in which powers were concentrated in the hands of a few who may have used unethical means to reach those powers. Now, if they switch to becoming ethical, they will keep their powers. But those who do not wish to stay ethical, they will have to relinquish their power into the hands of those who already passed the ethical test. So this is not about, you know, communism, socialism, or any other political stuff that I'm trying to preach about here. Hope you don't misunderstand me. I'm just simply saying that those who desire ethics and ethical, they will be given powers and they will overrule those who have been using powers in oppressive ways or destructive ways. And this will sort of permeate the global existence, global affairs, activities and affairs of the entire humanity that exists globally. And so wars under such circumstances will become obsolete, or they will, maybe there will be a skeleton of wars. It may seem like there is wars, but really, in reality, it just seems like, you know, some game going on that is, it has no meaning. It's lost its actual value and meaning. Or, you know, you can see how everyone can basically see through the ideas that those who push wars upon us are trying to argue. The arguments are so fake and so inappropriate that they become obsolete eventually. So this Gregorian year, dear friends, is the deciding year. This is the year in which the train of ethics will be allowed to continue on its tracks. It's going on, it's going forward, leaving behind a train of oppressive powers. So now, can we ask again the question, what can happen to this notion of the Iranian war? What I'm sensing from the side of those in the Middle East is that they are backing out. They are putting down their hatred slowly but surely. They are realizing that if they don't put up resistance, we will have no excuses left, or the oppressive powers who want a war will have no excuse left to use anymore. It will be so obviously ridiculous that they will be unable to launch anything that could be justified. And so, slowly but surely, the train of ethics will wipe out the path on which this oppressive train of powers could continue on. It is on a crash course. And so for those of you who are living in fear and who want to argue that, oh, no, I'm a Pollyanna and I'm just too optimistic, I'm here to tell you this: the signs are everywhere. The writing is on the wall. There cannot be any more fear perpetrated on this planet after we're done with the fifth night. This is as bad as it gets. And even those fears that are lurking around our monetary system, the economy, there are new ideologies, new ideas, new economic plans that comes from the ethical powers. They are already in place. We are just waiting for the age of powers to basically get out of the way. And so the possibility for oppression, grief, fraud, injustice, all these things, they will become like dinosaurs, kind of like the idea of of the age when, let's say, hundreds of thousands of years ago, human beings went and ate other human beings, like cannibalism. It's going to become such a non-issue. Oppression will become an issue like cannibalism has been. So will there be overall peace on our planet, you may ask? I'm saying we will probably be dealing with a lot of skeletons still for a while, cleaning out skeletons all over the place, skeletons of economic oppression, hunger, and dying of various diseases and simply poverty that led to immense suffering. Those skeletons will be cleansed out in these coming years, where we will be seeing, once oppression is gone, communities can rise above and they can again return to rebuilding, small but surely happier and thriving communities. I see it like it was in the tribal times, like tribal living, local community living of give and take and fair exchange, fair trade, fair economy. Not necessarily primitive, because we already have some high technologies which will link us together worldwide, globally, which can really shrink time from perhaps travel. We can travel far distances in shorter and shorter periods of time. So distances between countries and continents can be reduced, and we can almost like feel like we are in a very familiar community, even if we, let's say, travel to a very foreign country. And we will feel right at home in that community, perhaps because we are linked through some interests of ours. Let's just take the interest of permaculture, for example, which I'm just studying about. Let's say you want to learn permaculture and you live in the United States. You decide, well, I'll just go visit my friends over in Australia and spend a year on somebody's farm and learn permaculture. And perhaps I can do that by helping that person with their farming, and they come to my farm and help me. And that sort of idea will just flow freely. And we could do that on many, many levels, economic, financial, service-oriented levels. So I really see this connection to more and more oneness, a oneness community, which we talked about on my last show with Michael, who is building his self-sustainable community. And I really believe that the age for sustainable prosperity is here to replace the oppressive powers. So what is war good for? You tell me. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that, but those who still find war useful will not be given any more power. That's all I know. And so we can definitely count on becoming one with each other as it was meant to be by our creators. You know, we breathe the same air, we use the same water, we use the same resources, which are quite limited. So with all the alternative energy use systems that are already in place, we will be able to transcend our current plight of lack of energy, because we're still using fuel, fossil-based resources. Those resources will go back to where they were, into the earth. Earth will no longer be exploited in such a way that it has been. So our Mother Earth can relax again, and we will be using smarter energies such as the sunshine, wind, and various resources such as helium-3, oxygen, hydrogen, and many others that I am not aware of at all. You know, there are probably a lot of incredibly smart people on our planet who are ready to go and launch their inventions and their wonderful, useful, practical solutions to most of our needs, that we can live in a peaceful community on this planet. Yes, it sounds extremely utopian, but my friends, I really do think that utopia is here. We are now entering that age, the golden age. And, of course, a lot of people, probably many people on this PBS radio shows, do discuss topics around this subject. Well, I'm disappointed that I don't hear any calls, and I don't get any calls in yet, but I would love to give you readings as well, or answer any questions, or here we have a caller. Hello? I thought there was a caller again. So, in other words, what I'm trying to tell you, dear friends, here is there is no such a thing as an ethical war, period. And so it is impossible for us to enter into this glooming fear that has been perpetrated on us through media and through rhetoric and propaganda by powers that are still holding on tightly to their, concentrations of money and political might that is not, they know they cannot hold on to it much longer. They know they're slipping away. We know our systems are slipping away. And please don't be afraid of that. Please don't be afraid when you hear that the feds will run out of money and that Wall Street might collapse. That does not affect our humanity, our global humanity, in a catastrophic way as much as they may seem to want to make us believe. The money system that is in place right now is based on this oppressive power system. And so before the fifth night is over, we need to come out of that money system. And how it's going to be replaced by the smart, genius, individual humans who are already working on its alternative, they will show us the way out of this chaos, if there will be any chaos as a result. I don't believe there will be too much of a chaos, to tell you the truth, even here in the Western world. I believe that we will be smart enough to start a community effort that can replace this crazy money system that we are in right now. It doesn't serve any of us. We cannot live in healthy homes. And if I go on to the subject of homes, we have not had healthy homes. We're still living in homes that have been designed. Okay, is this a caller? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, is your name?
Tony. My name is Tony.
Can you speak up just a little bit?
Tony? Can you hear me?
Tony?
Is that better? Hello?
Denise?
Tony.
How do you spell it?
T-O-N-I.
Oh, Tony, hi. I'm sorry. I think we're just having a little bit of a fuzzy sound on your call. What would you like to talk about, Tony?
I just was listening to your show for the first time and was very intrigued by what you're saying, and so I just called in because you mentioned that maybe you could give a reading, and so I was curious.
Of course, yes. What would you like to focus on today, Tony?
Focus on finding a person to share my life with.
Okay.
And a man that I can create a family. And
okay.
So I'm curious about that because it's been very challenging for me. And
okay. Okay, give me your birthday.
August 1st, 1961.
Okay. Okay, Tony. And so you're currently not in any relationship at the moment?
No,
okay.
No.
Okay, let's take a nice deep breath together and ask Spirit to join us. Tell me when you're ready.
Yes.
Okay, Tony. Well, the good news is that you are in a luck cycle that brings in a new relationship for you. You're in your late 30s, and it is ruled by water. And so water is your relationship element, Tony. So you might be in a period where there's a lot of shopping going on, you know, where
yes.
You meet people and they come and go, but it's still sort of like when you're just trying things on, you know,
yes.
And not much else. But please don't let that discourage you, because actually 2008 is one of your breakthrough years. I do see the peach blossom. You know, I'm using this Chinese system, and maybe you can look up on my website what I do. Peach blossom means relationship. It's a it's a star that shines in on this particular year, and for you it means a new beginning with a relationship. In other words, you could meet someone perhaps sometime this year that would lead to a more serious, committed relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, I see you starting a job. Have you changed jobs?
No, but I'm thinking of it. And what you're talking about interests me because the project that I want to start is to do with world peace.
Okay.
Through art and people all around the world exchanging or coming together and collaborating on art projects.
Oh,
so,
okay. So this is like a non-profit organization.
Mm-hmm.
Are you building this yourself or you're just joining?
Yes, so far, but I have many people that are interested and willing to jump on board as soon as I get my proposal written. I've been thinking about this for many years now.
Wonderful. You know, you were born on the day of the fire tiger. Bing fire, yang fire is,
mm-hmm.
It's like the sunshine, okay? It's very strong. It illuminates. It brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
And it also rules arts, yes. Fire rules any arts, performing or you know, paintings and such. But I also see funding coming in for you.
Okay.
So if you reach out to look for some support, financial support, this could be a good year for you to find that support.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I think your timing is excellent on that. And so perhaps one thing could lead to another, Tony, in that where you finally, you know, find your orbit. I call it an orbit. When you're on the right orbit and, you know, then you switch on to that place on that track where you're meeting like-minded people. Those, you know, it's like you're linking up with the right community, the right tribe.
Yes, yes.
And when that happens, that's where you find your man.
Okay.
In fact, I see a man who brings money.
Okay.
So he could be maybe a financial supporter, or he may not be an artist per se, but he could be someone who supports you, you know, with the same philosophy, and he may be in the financial world.
Okay.
And so you will be able to, you know, combine forces that way.
Excellent.
Where you carry on with your angle from the arts angle, and he could carry on with the financial angle. And I do see this starting out very slowly, Tony, so don't get your hopes up too much. It's more of a friendship and a collaboration.
Okay.
And then it slowly builds more into a lasting relationship.
Okay.
You know, in a previous show, I talked about how we are not allowed to become too dramatic about love anymore.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed that.
I'm sensing it myself, and no one's told me, it's something a sensibility I now have. I don't know if it's because I've gotten older and more mature, or it's part of the energy that's, I don't know. But
I'm trying to get to is you know how in old movies you see all these dripping love scenes and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of drama queen kind of love, that total devotion to just one person, that idea is not going to be sustainable very much in the times we're moving into.
I can understand.
We just don't have that luxury.
Mm-hmm.
We have to sort of share our love as, you know, like with a whole community.
Yeah.
And we cannot get too wrapped up in our own families or our children or just that one person.
Yeah.
We are moving away from that. On our growth of consciousness. And so this is why I'm seeing your relationship is becoming more like an it's evolving into sort of like a multi-folded collaboration, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're definitely on the forefront of such beings who understand that evolution.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you're meeting that guy who is also totally in sync with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I see a nice location as well. Are you looking for a home or like a community place?
Yes, I am. I'm currently living in Paris, but I'm trying to decide whether to stay here or move back to the States. Ideally, I would like to live between, you know, a part of the time in the States and part of the time in Europe. So... yes, I am definitely thinking about...
Yeah, I do see you getting some kind of a permanent, like a community location or community center, or I don't know what to call it, on the East Coast somewhere, like in the Northeast. Are you from the Northeast?
Yes, New York.
New York. It may not be New York City per se. It could be further north, like maybe, I don't know if you like the Boston area or some other Philadelphia perhaps. I'm not sure. But, you know, one of those more progressive cities.
Right.
And I also see some great experts, other types of individuals joining your group, those who have been kind of looking for a place like this, and they feel like, wow, I'm so glad I found you kind of thing. These could be musicians or other artists or healers, even inventors or energy, alternative energy type people.
Yes.
So you will probably bring together a wide array of individuals.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing. You're doing an amazing little project here.
Okay.
So I wish you the best of luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
I will. I'll let you know how everything unfolds.
Thank you. Yeah, please call back in or send me an email. And if you'd like to check in on, look, you know, checking on the archives, feel free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck to you. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay, dear friends, I hope there will be more callers calling in and looking into some other project of theirs that they would like to launch in this wonderful new time. You know, we are just launching a new 12-year cycle. I talked about this on my New Year's show where, you know, we are in the age, the year of the rat, always starts a new 12-year cycle. And with Pluto moving into a new house just now, we're moving into a brand new age where we're moving into a time where the systems that is ruled by Capricorn are about to get cleansed out of the way. And so, you know, with such new beginnings, I hope that it inspires all of you to get out there and launch what you always dreamed of. You know, don't be afraid to follow your dream. I have a lot of clients who are losing jobs, they're getting laid off, they're changing relationships, marriages, etc. This is the time, folks, to follow your dream. I tell them, you know, you are being laid off because you've probably been working for a corrupt corporation and your energies are not matching the energies of that corrupt corporation. And so this is the time to just step out into the unknown. Take that leap of faith and move into your dream because creation is there to help you. You know, it is the time to join a community or create a community if you feel that leadership energy in you, to just take that step and move into it. Do not worry about the money aspects of things because the money, you know, money is an illusion. It's going to be taken away from us and we will just be creating without it. We will be creating something based on mutual admiration, mutual respect, and based on what we feel we fit best with. such as in Tony's case, she is creating a community where others who are on that same path of consciousness, on that level of consciousness, are ready to launch their dreams. She is just facilitating it because she's a leader. She was born on the day of the fire tiger. These people are leaders. And she was born in the year of the metal ox. That happens to be the year for Barack Obama. He is an amazing leader. He stepped out there into the unknown, and he is creating a community who are, you know, who are now drawing in people who are exactly on that same level. And so this is that year on which we can paint anything on a blank canvas. And I want to encourage you, especially now, this month especially, if you visit my website, I just updated the monthly predictions there, and I talk about the month of the fire dragon. Boy, what a month. This is, the fire dragon is the leader of creation of empires, okay? It can create, it can gather momentum, it can gather people around to really create something out of nothing. It requires a lot of focus, a lot of serious commitment and responsibility, but certainly this month of April is as good a time as ever to really get going on some major life-changing project. Or you may want to get married, or you may want to find that life partner. You may want to do this just on a personal level. That's fine too, but I'm talking about something that we can really benefit huge groups of people with. And so if you have that desire in yourself, if you want to leave that crummy job or a stuck relationship, I would like to encourage you to just step out there and really follow that dream that's been nagging you for years and years and years. Anyway, enough of preaching about that. If you have any questions regarding any idea or dream of yours, how you could implement it, please don't hesitate to call. It would be my honor to help you on air. Or, like I said, you can always shoot me an email, and I can answer your questions via email. My email address is elizabeth@redlotus.org, or visit my website at www.redlotus.org. I update the website periodically with monthly predictions, and there are lots of newsletters, blogs. You can also read about the system that I use. I love this Chinese system. It's been with me now for 15 years. I am still in touch with my teachers. I love to hear from other fellow students. We always correct each other. It's an ongoing process. I learn so much. And, you know, you can monitor your own life, and you can monitor your progress based on your cycles, your 10-year cycles, which is what I was alluding to with Tony. And as far as relationships, if you have questions about that, that's one of my specialties. They are a tricky area of our lives. And I, as I mentioned earlier, relationships should not overwhelm our lives. We should not get overly dramatic about just one person, one individual, or one family member, or family in general, because it distracts us from our dreams. It distracts from our purpose in life. And certainly we can't afford that because we are in such a fast-moving time right now. We're in the age of the galactic age, where what used to take us 20 years, you know, 20-year segments, what the Mayans call the tunes, T-U-N, now that 20-year cycle only takes 1 year. It will speed up even more by the time we reach 2011, where even that tune of 1 year turns into 20 days. It's exponential. It's the exponential number of 20. Every age becomes 20 times shorter than the age prior to it. if you look at the Mayan pyramids, they are all built on these smaller and smaller steps, on, built on top of each other, 13 in total, and they all represent one age. The 13 ages that we've already passed, we're on the last one, the one before the last one, and each age is built upon the one prior to it, 20 times smaller. And so you can also visit MayanMagics.com if you'd like to learn more about the Mayan calendar, or watch my beloved Google video by Ian Lungold, L-U-N-G-O-L-D. It's a free video. You can find it on Google videos, or you can go to YouTube videos. YouTube videos are shorter, and you can watch him on those. He goes into a detailed explanation, illustrated explanation of the Mayan calendar. So it is a free information, and I urge every one of you to check into that. It's not about doomsday predictions and prophecies. It's purely about how consciousness, how creation has a plan for us here on planet Earth, and how we are following that plan to a T. This is why it's important for us to align ourselves with the calendar so we know where we are. You know, we are in sync with consciousness and not off somewhere in la-la land with fears and unnecessary worries and you know, this fear of terrorism and wars and it's all imaginary. It's like an Alice in Wonderland scenario where we're afraid of this wizard who is really just a little man behind a curtain trying to scare us all to death, and we are really just distracting ourselves from what we really are here for. And we are here to follow the plan of creation. And our galactic neighbors, they are there. They're helping us. They're watching us. They are downloading information to us, maybe during sleep, during times of subconscious thinking, you know, when you're in meditation form. That is a time where you get a lot of information from this plan, from the plan of creation. And so, you know, the real thing to do, really, the best thing to do, really, is to be in meditation as much as we can be. Of course, as much as time allows, but again, you know, you make your time. And so I would like to encourage all of you to take at least a little bit of time every day, a little bit in the morning and in the evening if possible, to just be, just meditate, just focus on breath, if you will. Nothing fancy, you know, just focus on breath and allow the downloading process from our higher neighbors, from higher dimensions, to come down and help you sort out where you're headed. Help, let your higher self help. Let your Holy Spirit help to sort out where you're headed. That is the best thing that you can listen to, really, instead of, you know, radio shows and other than these ones. or, you know, fear-mongering media shows and distractive shows such as the ones we get on the BoobTube every day. There's lots of beings out there who are already on that path, and we need more and more of us to join this critical mass, because there's a more of us together on this planet, the more we can prevent any destruction, any possible wars. And I believe that critical mass is already there. You know, we are in place. We just really need to tune up our frequencies to that higher level so that we make sure there is no destruction. If there is earthly, you know, earth changes type destructive events like floods or tsunamis or earthquakes. Those are warnings by Mother Earth, and we don't need to fear those. We know we can survive somehow, again, by creating community, by getting together. There were some examples of this lately with tsunami and with Katrina and the latest fires in California. And those who created instant good community in effort to help those who have been afflicted, things went smoothly and fine. But when the oppressive powers tried to step in, you could see what a disaster that resulted in. These are warnings that we need to prepare and create more tightly woven communities where we are prepared to help each other. And so that is really my message for today, for all of us, to seek out more and more community with each other. Find your tribe. I'm doing that at the moment myself. I've joined some volunteer groups here in my city of Portland, and I'm learning about sustainable building methods, sustainable alternative energies, such as the hydrogen converter that you can put in your car and save 60% on your gas. I'm also helping a fellow, a genius inventor to bring this train into existence that can connect communities, a fast-moving cable train. You can ask me about that if you'd like. That's an awesome project, and maybe I will bring him on next time to talk about that. There's permaculture. There's alternative living methods that we could discuss and join groups in which we can figure out how to live in better harmony with each other as a community, as a local community, and as a global community. And with that, I would like to close this discussion, unless anyone wants to jump in and call. We have a few more minutes left for that. If not, and then I may need to close the show. I have just a few minutes. And so I always close with the abundance gratitude intent again. And let's take a deep breath and our spirit for our intent. I'm grateful, and I know now that there is nothing that I could truly desire that is not at this very moment standing at the door of my consciousness, ready to appear in my life and affairs. I have only to be conscious of this truth, and every need is met, every problem solved, every question answered. My consciousness of the God Self or Holy Spirit within is all I will ever need for all eternity. And so it is. My dear friends, thank you for joining me today. Blessed be all. Have a wonderful, abundant, joyful time until we meet again next time. And thank you so much. Bye. You can have everything if you let yourself be. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thoughts is like a little pot upon the sea. Everybody is a pot of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself see. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself see. Happiness runs.
to say it was no good what we done. I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun. Look down for what's happening here below. I stand here singing to the flowers, so very few people really know. And who's going to be to say it was no good what we done? I to say I'm too young, or I'm going to try for the sun. We stood in the windy city, the gypsy boy and I. We slept on the breeze in the midnight, with the raindrop and tears in our eyes. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun.